The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyamba Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jive.
The pancake robot.
Ooh, it's been that kind of a week and a day.
It really has been, hasn't it? Hey, everyone, this is Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and I want to tell you that this is episode 187 of the Joe and Anthony Show, for Monday, August 26, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony page is on Facebook. Go visit them at facebook.com/thejoeandanthonyshow. You can also find the Joe and Anthony Show on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, and of course, Radio for All and our very own website. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us now, dammit. Without further ado, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, 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 Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
I don't know if she's going to be able to reply tonight, folks.
I know, she can't.
Yeah,
but, you know, it's all good. It's all good. She's the pancake robot tonight. She just all she does is dispenses pancakes. All she does, she just tosses out pancakes. Pancakes there, pancakes there, pancakes there, pancakes there, and a pancake here.
Well, how was your day or week or something or other, Anthony?
Well, other than the fact that we got a hurricane brewing out in the Atlantic, my day was not too bad. You know, it was it was a pancake robot kind of day. I've actually been sick the past week. And this is pretty much the first of a few days where I've actually been feeling good. I got some kind of congestion respiratory thing. I think it was allergies and turned into something else. And, you know how all that crazy shit goes. But I'm doing better. So you'll have to pardon my excessive mutes from time to time when I have my little coughing fits, because we will be enjoying the glassware in the studio tonight. I figured I'll bring out the bong, which actually is kind of the thing with this our title tonight, which is going old school. I brought out the water pipe, the bong,
nice.
Because it, you know what, honestly, when I put cold water in it, it's actually easier for me to smoke it than the pipe or even the vape. The vape I find irritating a little bit still too, but the bong definitely kind of cools it down, so it's not so so much. So how are you? Faring,
well,
Joe?
Allergies have started to kick in, just within the past day or so. I started feeling it, and so I took a pill, and it's helped.
Okay,
but it's strong. The allergies are strong.
Yeah.
But today, otherwise, was a pretty productive day. I got a lot of stuff done around the house. Unfortunately, I fried my computer today.
Oh, no. Well, we don't know if you did the whole computer, though. You may have just fried the video card. Did it, like, shut itself down, or did you, like, turn it off?
No. It didn't shut itself down. The screens went blank, and I manually held the power button, and then it finally shut off.
Okay. You may have just shorted out the video, and the video card, believe it or not, may still be good if you let it dry out. depending
on, we'll see.
You know, because, you know, depending on what kind of circuitry got wet. But, you know, it's hopefully, let's hope for the best here, though. Let's hope for the best. That,
well,
you know,
I've been also kind of itching for a video card upgrade anyways.
I see. So. Okay, well, there you go. That makes sense, then.
Yeah, so, there's been a good amount of work. But you know what? Business has just been kind of sad, and it needs to pick up. But I don't know how that's going to happen. I'm really racking my brains on how to bring people. And then I'm not really sure, I'll be honest. And you know what? Summer is practically over.
I was going to say, is it a seasonal thing that you're dealing with? Is it like a seasonal transition?
I don't know. It's just the numbers are way off from what they have been for the past few years.
Oh, that's not
good. I don't know if this is a sign that the recession is here and the Amazon is burning and a whole lot more.
Wow, that's some pretty heavy shit.
Yep. So we got any announcements? We got a voicemail.
Well, let's do our announcement first. We are we're not doing a show on Labor Day, but we are doing a show after Labor Day, which will be a Monday show, right? Yes, that will be a Monday show, and then the show following that show will actually be the on Tuesday,
first of our Tuesdays series.
We're going to be moving over to Tuesday.
We're moving to Tuesdays
at least for a little while. I'm taking some Cisco classes at the community college, and they're Mondays and Wednesday nights. So unfortunately I can't be there and here at the same time, and class gets out about 9:30, so it's a 7 to 9:30 class, so it's not one of those things that I can kind of do.
We don't want to do a pre-recorded show because we like live.
Yeah, because we did discuss pre-recording a show, you know, sometime over the weekend just between us. But Joe's right. I mean, live just seems to work so much better for us.
Right.
So, and we do. So we'll be back a week from Monday, next Monday, and then we'll remind you next week, too. The week after, because we won't be here next
week. So that was the big announcement that you saw, if you were seeing our Facebook posts or anything like that. If you're listening to us later on a recap. Oh, man. Yep. It's allergy season time.
It is, isn't it? Absolutely.
So we have a voicemail.
We sure do. Hold on. Should have a voicemail. Oh, I see what happened. No. We're muted. This channel is muted. Do not fear.
This channel is muted.
There we go. All right, let's try this again.
You have 1 new and 7 old messages.
We got to get those cleared
out. Press 1 for new messages. Wait. Press 2 to change folders. Press 3 for advanced options.
I'm pushing 1.
Press 0 for
anything.
Mailbox options.
Oh, here we go.
Press star for help or pound to
add. I am pushing 1.
Help!
I'm pushing 1.
Really?
Your call cannot be considered.
Wait a second. Hold on. Wait. Okay, let's try this again. One more time. This usually isn't this complicated.
You have 1 first.
There we go.
Message.
Sounds like Ezel.
Hey.
Hi, Ezel. That's Ezel.
This is Ezel. Ezel Magadoo. I'm looking for them 2 stoners, Joe and Anthony. Yeah, there's a rumor going around that you guys are taking a hiatus and... they're going to be taking a break there for a while, so the gay people are not too happy. I might have a revolution on my hands here, but I'm going to settle them down.
I'm glad we came back.
We're going to listen to the recast. We're going to do a recast marathon, pop some
there
corn.
There you go. There you
just
go.
Just kick back and smoke them if you got them.
There you go.
All right, boys. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Have a good vacation. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ezel.
Thanks
press
for the call,
Ezel.
Press
3 for advanced options. Goodbye.
Thank you, Ezel. That was much appreciated.
Yeah.
So.
You know.
But yeah, we are back tonight.
Yeah.
We'll be back a week from Labor Day because we're taking the holiday. We are still taking Labor Day off, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's why you have to work. So yeah, it's a holiday service industry.
Yeah.
So our chat room is open. Shyamba.org. Try crushed ice in the bong. Yes, I agree, Ezel. Ezel's suggesting.
And our phone lines are ready for you, too, at 813-327-8566.
You got that right. So I guess we'll move into my weed corner. Is it time to move into my weed corner? Jesus, it's been time. You know what? I think we're just kind of floating along today. We're just going to be floating along. So let's go ahead and hit my weed corner. The first story is from High Times, A.J. Harrington. And the health officer issues warnings after 7 Californians hospitalized for vaping. California public officials issued a warning about the dangers of unlicensed cannabis products following the hospitalization of 7 people who fell ill after vaping. Since June, 7 cases of acute respiratory distress syndrome, ARDS, has been identified, required hospitalization and respiratory support amongst previously healthy adults. Initial symptoms of ARDS includes feeling that one can't get enough air into the lungs, rapid breathing, low blood oxygen level, low blood pressure, confusion, and extreme tiredness. All patients had recently used THC or CBD oil vape cartridges purchased at unlicensed marijuana pop-up shops. Consumers are urged to purchase cannabis products directly at regulated retailers.
From your trusted dealer near you.
Yes, or your trusted dealer, but definitely someone you trust. In California, this is California, so clearly you can buy it. There's a lot of legal places to buy it from, so I would... For vapes, I would stay in that route. It may cost more than what's available in the black market, but you don't want to end up with a life-threatening condition. There you go. Similar cases are also showing up in New York, Indiana, Illinois, and Minnesota.
I know.
So just be careful with those vapies. See, they have a material sheet with our vapes here, and I know that it's the THC tincture, and it's coconut oil. They use coconut oil in the vape, and that's kind of what put that all together. But you know, sometimes they may use other things, so be careful about where you purchase your vapes from. Clearly you purchase yours from a reputable place. I clearly get mine from the dispensary.
I'm not experiencing ARDS at this time, but
so yes, we yeah. And if you experience ARDS, hang up and call the operator. Next week.
Don't stop listening to us.
Just call the operator. Just, you know what? Three-way caller. Get her a conference call in on us. Maybe we can have a good talk with the operator. I don't even know if any of them really exist anymore. That's a long, long lost profession. That's unfortunate. Now, our next article for the Weed Corner comes from High Times again from Caitlin Donahue. A campaign to get a ballot measure in front of Florida voters to legalize recreational marijuana in 2020 was announced last Thursday.
Oh, boy.
The campaign is backed by MedMen, one of the U.S. cannabis industry's largest cannabis companies based in California. The adult use of marijuana initiative would give the go-ahead to adults 21 years and older to buy and possess up to 2.5 ounces of cannabis. The measure, unfortunately, would not allow Floridians to grow their own cannabis for recreational use, which seems to be a trend in MedMen's operations, as the company claims that home grow makes it difficult to monitor pesticide content. Which, if I'm growing it for myself, I know my pesticide content.
Right.
You know, I'm not... That's what home grow is. You grow it at home for yourself. Operations and encourage illegal sales and puts cannabis use in... Oh, danger, blah, blah, blah. But, of course, we all know they're looking to protect their bottom line. The Regulate Florida advocacy group has already amassed over 80,000 signatures, enough to require the state's judicial review for a ballot measure that would legalize recreational marijuana. And that's it for your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
Well, thanks, Anthony. And so for tonight in my Joe's Corner, I did want to discuss the vaping thing a little more. You know, how does it affect us? How do I know? I seem to be okay. I vape. You know, I think that you should obviously go see your doctor if you're experiencing any kind of, like, really intense symptoms like they mentioned. But, you know, don't let this story also scare the fuck out of you from not vaping. You know if you're having an issue. If you don't, you're stupid. I'm sorry. Now, yes, true. Sometimes these things can be a little irritating to your throat, and you do feel that intensity. I think Anthony is feeling a certain intensity at the moment. See, that's an intensity that I would love to feel at the moment, but I can't. But that's
okay. Ooh, that was one hell of a hit, let me tell you. Oh my goodness. Yeah, Joe heard me. You guys did not, thank goodness. I tried to cut that out, but yeah.
So you know, technology, I wanted to also touch upon really quickly since we have some time, seems to be at a moment where it's about to change. Something's about to change. There is something that's about to be released, or something is about to come about.
Do you think it's AI? I don't think it's AI. I don't know. AI still seems pretty far off still.
Yeah.
It's got to be something else.
I don't know. It's something else. It could be transportation related.
Could be. That would be nice.
Yeah.
As long as it's revolutionary and actually improves our situation. Although Tesla was supposed to do that, and that kind of fizzled out.
Well,
although I see them on the road a lot.
I do too, in my neighborhood.
Yeah, I see them around Tampa from time to time.
But that's it.
Oh, yeah.
If I go outside of my neighborhood, I do not, because I think the people are afraid that they're not going to find a charging station.
That's true. Although you could drive like 300 and some odd miles on that thing without a charge.
Yeah, but you know how people are.
I'm like, you can drive around that city probably for a good week before you need to plug it in.
Then they might think about their cell phone, like, oh my god, you know, my cell phone was supposed to have a great battery, and all of a sudden.
Well, that's because they buy Crapple products. I think we got to do Rogers National Day.
Do we have to do Rogers National Day?
Yeah, that's what the gong was for.
All right, let's do Rogers.
Trying to keep this train wreck on track.
Hello, it's the other lovable artificial personality unit, Roger, and well, if you didn't know it, but if you did, well, pip pip and cheerios for you. This is your National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Monday, August 26th, 2019, and it is National Web Mistress Day, National Dog Day, National Women's Equality Day, and National Cherry Popsicle Day. Wow. Anthony is eventually going to push a quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote pulled right after pushing a button, quote-unquote, wow. I think. No. Yes. I really do. I feel so panucci when I do she. Take it away, guys.
Jesus, Roger. Thanks, Roger. Go ahead and pull it.
Oh, boy. Another one of those wheels. Yeah.
Ooh. All right. Wow, that was a fun wheel. Feel so invigorated. It was like a douchey. Our random news story of the night comes from an unlikely source, NBC's Golf Channel. Like as if either of us would watch or listen or pay attention to the Golf Channel. Some people are more afraid of alligators on the golf course than others. But one Florida man was undeterred at the sight of a giant gator during a recent round of golf, casually playing his shot over the large reptile. And looking at that picture, that is not a giant gator. That is a medium-sized gator. That is not a giant. It's like that Chance that Rapper thing, that with that 3.5-foot gator they pulled out of Marquette Park or wherever it was.
That could be Chance.
Maybe a little bit bigger than Chance. But yeah, it's a medium size. That's not a giant gator.
Well, they showed the video.
I'm sorry?
I saw the video.
You saw the video of that?
Yes, and this alligator just kept on going.
No, they do. Yeah, exactly. It just keeps on mosing along. Steele Lafferty was playing Champions Gate Country Club near Orlando on Wednesday when a 7-foot gator appeared and walked right in front of his ball. Lafferty told Fox 35 that the gator strolled about 100 yards before finally disappearing into a lake near the green. Lafferty is a professional wakeboarder by trade, but he has definitely caught the golf bug. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Betty.
Hey, listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shine the Radio. The World Labor Hour with the Lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, the Inept Supervillains Podcast, Black Geeks Drink While Discussing Society, Politics, and Geek-Related Media, Usually to Disastrous Results. Have an idea for a show? Call us at 813-327-8566. Be sure to visit Shlampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Back to you, Joe. Betty, say bye, Felicia.
Say bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. Bye, Felicia.
And now, without further ado, it's time for your Shampoo weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport.
Joe's weather brought to you by Perplexia Inc. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy at 77 degrees. The dew point is at 71 degrees, giving us a heat index of 79 degrees. The humidity is at 82%, and winds are howling out of the southwest at 12 miles per hour, gusting to 21. For you pilot types, the visibility is still 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy with a high near 74. It will be gusty and then possibly a thunderstorm after 2 a.m. Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 a.m. Cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing and a high near 80. Tuesday night, clear with a low around 63. And that's your Chicago weather. And now for the news.
And now for the news. Your news.
Newsy, newsy.
You're going to need a lot of sandwich bags for this caper. That's right. From our friends at CWBChicago.com, an armored car driver has been charged with stealing more than $500,000 from his North Side employer. And guess how he did it?
How? In tacos.
In tacos. No. Aww. Guess again.
To his anus.
Guess again.
I think I'm running out of
places. This is your final guess.
Oh, this is my final.
And how he did this.
How?
Or with what, you know, in what denomination?
Oh, in what denomination? Pennies.
Almost right. Ooh. In coins.
Yay.
Managers at Thillen's Logistics called police to the company warehouse at such and such place on Monday afternoon when an audit revealed that $537,088.22 had gone missing between May 10th and August 18th.
Oh,
company representatives told investigators that 20-year-old Cammy of a certain place stole the money by putting incorrect totals into a computer. While Cammy did not admit to any wrongdoing, police said he did ask if he could leave and return with the money.
Ooh.
Cammy left for about an hour and came back with a Ziploc bag containing $25,300 in $100 bills.
Oh my.
Which is far short of the total.
Yeah.
But anyways, police did not say what Cammy might have done with all the coins the company accused him of stealing. Cammy's partner was forthcoming with information, police said. Prosecutors charged Cammy with one count of felony theft of more than $500,000.
Oh my.
But Judge Charles set bail at $30,000. And Bowman went free by posting a 10% deposit bond of $3,000. He is due back in court on Monday.
Monday.
Yep, which I think was today.
Monday.
We'll get an update to the story.
Oh, well, maybe we'll find one. All right. Okay. Moving on.
Yes. Now, you know, Ezel, I did kind of think about you when I did this story, but why the hell would you even, like, pick up anything related to bees unless...
Oh.
Well, anyways, again, from our friends at CWBChicago.com, there's a big orange sign on the little picket fence that says, bees. But that wasn't enough of a warning for someone. Instead, one of Chicago's many wandering thieves got a real buzz when they pilfered a couple of boxes from a Lakeview lawn this week. After getting a safe distance away...
It was Ezel's bees! Ezel, your bees! They stole your bees!
Got a real surprise. The boxes they just stole were filled with honeybees.
Ooh.
Since debuting in April... The community beehive at Bosworth and Cornelia Avenues has been a sweet pleasure for residents and passers-by. But the colony's operators woke up Wednesday to find their buzzy buddies gone. They went straight to their passionate followers on Instagram. We've been stolen.
Stolen.
Did you hear or see anything last night? Please let us know and spread the word. Not only is this devastating for us, but it's also a horrible crime. Hashtag stolen, hashtag missing bees. By early afternoon, the bees were back. One thing led to another on social media, and one hive was soon found in a Roscoe Village alley. A local resident accidentally backed into them with his car.
Oh, that's not good.
Another, surprisingly, was found and recovered in Wicker Park. A volunteer quickly reassembled the bee boxes, and everything was back to normal by mid-afternoon. The bees' human sponsors filed a police report. Hopefully the police will follow up.
I doubt it.
Now to get a lock and chain for real. Who knows? Maybe there will be a sting operation in the meantime. One apian aficionado is trying to kick security up a notch by asking the Ring Camera Network to get involved.
You know, I have an issue with that Ring Camera Network thing.
Really?
Yeah, I feel it's a little too spy-y. But that's just my opinion. That's not stuff I'd want to be floating out there. Because you know what? When you think about it, they can monitor everyone that comes to your house.
Well, but if you
including
put it
your in invited a... guests.
Unless you put it to watch the bees only.
Well, that's true. But most people don't have it to watch bees. But we'll get into that discussion later. We'll move you on to Fiddles McGinty.
Fiddles McGinty!
There you go.
It's time for Flaming Bullhorns!
Oh my goodness, Flaming Bullhorns!
July 29th by Ben Hooper from UPI. Multiple law enforcement agencies were summoned in a Spanish town when a bull with its horns set aflame.
Ooh,
broke loose and fell into a ravine. The bull, which had its horns set on fire as part of the Bus Embolado Festival,
escaped
from its enclosure during a bull running event about 4:30 a.m., witnesses say it. Huh. The animal charged at a man sitting on a fence above the Palancia River and ended up falling into the dry riverbed.
Ow.
Yeah. Local officials said the rescue effort included multiple law enforcement agencies and lasted for about 9 hours. One person sustained minor injuries. The bull was subdued with a tranquilizer dart administered under the supervision of a veterinarian. The bovine was not injured and was returned to its enclosure. And I'm assuming the fire was put out.
I hope so.
And that's a wrap on your Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
They're on crack, all right. All right, thanks, Joe. You wouldn't be part of this disjointed, southern-fried, collusion-free, GMO-loaded experience, then give us a call at 813-327-8566. We may answer. Who knows what we'll do? Tonight's kind of an oddball night. This week on This Way Out, radical gay men believe in fairies, a rainbow minute that's as gay as Gertrude, and in the news, China stands firm against marriage equality. The Palestinian Authority bans queer West Bank gatherings. Brazil's Bolsonaro blocks funding for a gay TV series. Trump's Justice Department defends anti-trans workplace bias, and its Trump endorsement triggers a log cabin Republican rebellion. Jesus Christ. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine. Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Chiampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be bees on in 4 minutes after this break.
On WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Chiampa Radio. Flashback.
Watch me scare Fred out of his pebbles.
Yow, Martians!
Delicious.
Barney!
Whoops, got a blast off!
Post Pebbles cereal, part of this nutritious breakfast. Now from Pebbles, you can get a Fred Flintstone flying disc. For Barney. Or Dino. For fun with a twist, it's a Flintstone flying disc. What an especially marked box of Post Fruity or Cocoa Pebbles cereal.
Let's have a Play-Doh party!
Yeah!
A shooting star!
You can make all sorts of great things with a Play-Doh Fun Factory.
I made spaghetti!
And now, you can get a Play-Doh Fun Flyer free when you buy Fun Factory in specially marked packages. It's lots of fun, and little enough to take with you wherever you go, while supplies last. The Play-Doh Fun Factory toy comes with everything you see here. From Kenner.
Introducing the Kodak Instant Camera with a twist. Meet the Crank.
Can you feel a brand new day?
Imagine instant pictures with color. Color, color by Kodak. Just crank, 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 and in minutes you get bright, colorful instant pictures with a textured satin luxe finish. See your photo dealer and shake hands with the Crank. A Kodak Instant Camera with a twist.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hey, Betty here. Did you know that as far as data bits are concerned, they do not concern themselves with dimensions? They move in a linear direction to any endpoint called for. Then they are renewed in a glorious bath of data and they become new data bits that are instructed to move on to someplace else. Rinse and repeat. As far as they are concerned, their world is flat. They worship no one. But hey, was that too intense for you? Maybe you can answer me this. Have you seen my data crystal 9? Please call me now at 813-327-8566. Right away with information I need to know. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
How many times did you need more time when there was no more time? How many times did you think to yourself, gee, why can't I buy time? Time, 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 time. Buy time for a dime. How many times did you think to yourself, gee, I wish I could buy time? Time, 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 time. Time, 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 time.
Joe Wisdom Audio Production.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznet.
From Null Soft Shoutcast.
Breakfast burrito.
You're a magical food, and you power me through my day.
Welcome back, Roger. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, why don't you all go grab your favorite devices, snacks, adult beverages, etc., 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 biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. By the way, and wow, moose poop season is fast approaching.
Have no, it's not.
Anthony, thought you'd like to know. Take it away, the lovable Anthony, I think.
Thanks, Roger. I know you won't have much to say, Roger, but that's okay. All right, before we get to our crazy Florida news, we'll have some Florida weather. And turn down our... You've been enjoying little tidbits of the internet. That one was breakfast burrito. What you heard before that was, I believe, it's raining tacos. During Joe's weather, you heard baby shark. And in our intro, you heard... What did you hear? Oh, you heard pancake robots.
Wow.
Yes. Well, you know, that's what
you
happens.
Trend follower, you.
Yeah, you know, that's what happens. So let me click on this link here and open the weather so I can tell you what the weather's like and we can move on with our lives. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently 83 degrees Fahrenheit and overcast. The humidity is 74%. The dew point is 74 degrees. And visibility is 10 miles. Our heat index is 90 degrees. It is 8:36 at night. It is dark out. And our heat index is 90 degrees.
That's hot.
It's Florida. Tonight, Monday night, a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 78. Tuesday, 30% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly after 9 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 89. On Tuesday night, a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms before 9 in the evening, then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 77. Wednesday, a 50% chance of scattered showers and storms, partly sunny with a high near 89. Wednesday night, a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms, mostly cloudy, with a low around 77. And that's it for your Cheyamba weather for Tampa Bay. Now it's time for some crazy Florida news.
Florida news.
Florida news. All right.
Yeah, I don't like that script. Camera angle.
Didn't like that camera. Ooh, you got all scratchy. Scratchy.
Yeah, I'm
ooh,
having.
Oh goodness!
I'm having technical difficulties.
Oh boy! Uh oh.
I may have cord failure.
Cord failure. Cord failure is bad. All right. Well, I might have to send you a cord then. All right. Our first story of the night comes from The Village's news about a woman who shouldn't be making bets on her freedom. Mary, 62, of The Villages was in a gray Acura around 10:30 Monday evening at The Village's Public Safety Department's fire station when law enforcement was alerted to the possibility that she may have been driving while intoxicated. A Sumter County Sheriff's deputy found that Mary had bloodshot, glassy eyes, and heavily slurred speech. The officer repeatedly attempted to speak with Mary. However, she was so impaired that she would just scream at the officer. While she was screaming, the officer reported that he could smell the strong odor of an alcohol beverage coming from her breath. When asked to step out of the vehicle, Mary told the deputy she was not going to jail, and when she was escorted to a patrol car, she repeatedly attempted to pull away. She struggled through field sobriety, like I am too. She struggled through field sobriety exercises, and when Mary was asked to provide a breath sample, she wanted to wager a quarter with the machine's operator, predicting that it would measure 0.190 blood alcohol content.
A quarter.
Yeah. She provided two samples that registered 0.229 and 0.210 blood alcohol content, almost three times the state's legal limit. Mary was arrested on charges of driving under the influence and resisting arrest. She was booked at the Sumter County Detention Center and released after posting $3,000 bond in Florida's Catch and Release DUI program.
Why resisting arrest?
Because she was trying to pull away from the officer when they were taking her to the patrol car. You're not taking me to jail. Mary has been arrested on DU charges in 2015 and was placed on probation for 1 year in order to perform 50 hours of community service. Court records indicate that Mary won early termination of her probation and she was able to buy out of her community service. God bless Florida. All right. See ya. Gotta love it here. Gotta love it here. All right. Here's our next one.
Sounds like criminal paradise.
It sure does. Sunny state for shady people. Click Orlando brings us our next crazy Florida news story of the night about a man who was loving it in Lee, or who wasn't loving it in a Leesburg McDonald's drive-thru. Sherman, a 34-year-old Florida man, was in the passenger seat of his girlfriend's silver Ford Focus around 3:20 in the morning when he started getting angry about how long they've been waiting in the drive-thru line. Sherman, I got you on this one. Those lines can be pretty damn long sometimes. You can send them fucking things for 10 minutes because people cannot figure out how to work a drive-thru in this fucking state. He got out of the Ford Focus and began yelling at the occupants of the vehicle in front of his. When the Focus got to the drive-thru window, Sherman began screaming at the employee and calling her derogatory names and telling her to hurry the fuck up, according to reports. Police said the victim told Sherman that she wouldn't serve him unless he stopped his verbal abuse. To wit, he got out of the vehicle again and threatened to hit the victim. The employee tried to close the drive-thru window, but Sherman hit her in the face, knocking off her glasses and causing redness and swelling on her cheek and eye, as well as a cut on her lip. Police say the incident was captured on the Moose Poop Surveillance video. Woohoo! The Moose Poop Surveillance video. The silver Ford Focus was pulled over the next day, and police say they were able to identify Sherman as the suspect in the case. He and his girlfriend were trespassed from McDonald's. The victim was able to identify Sherman in a photo lineup. Sherman was arrested on Wednesday on a charge of burglary and battery with one prior conviction. Hmm. Well, I gotta take a swig of water here.
All right, me too. That was intense. Oof.
That was intense. Sometimes these stories get very intense. All right. No naked story tonight. Really, I really couldn't find a good one. I mean, there was a few, but they were just kind of like crazy naked man playing with himself on the corner. It's just like, eh. They got to have some finesse to them, you know. They can't just be, you know, just naked man walking around naked. Okay.
Well, we can always embellish.
I try not to embellish. I try to report the news as accurate as it's reported to me, which probably isn't very accurate. Our next story comes from the Naples Daily News about a woman determined to make her point. Collier County deputies were called to a Naples home after a man reported that Natalie, 56, had locked all the doors and would not let him inside. As deputies gathered information, the man showed them a video from earlier in the day that showed Natalie holding what appeared to be a black revolver and then pointing it at his neck and facial areas while yelling, "I am going to kill you." Yeah, I don't know why you'd want to try to go back inside, though. Honestly, I wouldn't want to be anywhere near that crazy bitch. The man also told deputies that Natalie put the firearm away, but returned and struck him multiple times in the back. Why are you going back, dude? It's not that good. It really isn't that good. While the video did not capture the alleged strikes, the man is heard telling the woman to stop hitting him, according to the arrest report. The man told deputies he had brought home a bottle of alcohol for himself, and the woman became angry with him because she was a recovering alcoholic. Jesus. She's like one of those Nazi smokers. She told deputies her actions made her feel that he was tempting her and setting her up for failure. Natalie was transported to the Naples Jail Center, where she was in custody as of Friday morning and faces aggravated assault and battery charges. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Hey, before I go back to Betty Ezel, thank you very much for that show title idea. But tonight we've got a show title. It's actually
we have a show title. Yes.
Yeah, it's Going Old School. Mm-hmm.
You got
so
that
Betty,
right.
Betty, back to you.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shy Impa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
That's
be
us.
Be part of the unique Q Studio experience.
Hello.
Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And
Jesus.
Did you know you can chat on our webpage?
I think I've got
just
Jesus.
Click chat.
Pierce,
but now, go grab your bongs, bitches,
stale,
because
though.
Your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora, Monday. Take it away, guys.
So, hey, thank you, Betty. There's no special feature at this time, and I think Anthony's got something to say.
I do. Oh, wow, your hemorrhoids are astronomical today. And don't we have a few things to talk about tonight, Joe?
Why, yes, Anthony. I had time to register them with the FAA as a possible flight path disruption. Let's see what we have here on the list. Which one do you want to talk about, Anthony? You go first.
No Labor Day show. Again, no Labor Day show. But we'll be back the following Monday.
Okay, that's true. And then we're going to be switching to Tuesdays after that.
Yes, and then after
we'll probably do that for, what, 6 weeks? 6 months? 6 years?
You know what? We'll probably just run it until at least until January.
Okay.
We might do a mid because you know I do spring summer and then I do winter fall or fall winter schedule, but we can do like a mid winter schedule.
Okay.
Like a that new year because sounds... by New Year's I should be done with that course, and, but I don't know if I'm take if I might get stuck with anything else on Monday too. So.
True.
We'll see what happens. It might be the same. I think it might be the same class schedule next semester as well. So it might be a two semester thing. We'll see what happens. Hopefully it doesn't go that long because that's just ridiculous. But gotta see what happens. Oh, goodness.
Sorry about that.
Goodness gracious.
E-scooters have got to go. I almost got run over. I was walking down Halsted Street.
Did you? Oh, we got a caller.
We've got a caller.
All right. Hold on.
Hello, caller.
Oh, caller. Hello.
Oh. Hey,
it's Ezel.
Ooh, Ezel.
Hey,
Ezel.
Ezel
Magadoo. Hey, what's up, boys? Hey, I'm glad you're back, man. Oh, I'm telling you, it was a lonely time.
Here. I'm glad we're back, too.
I am, too. I mean, unfortunately, we're taking Labor Day off, but still, it's nice to be back. I didn't want to take too much time off. So it's good.
That's good. We need you. We need you two stoners out there, man. You light up our day, man. I'm telling you.
Well, that's lovely to hear. Are they going to adjust to the Tuesday schedule all right, or is that going to be an issue for the Clay people?
Oh, man, we'll be all right, man. We're cool.
Okay,
good. Yeah, because you know what? Like you said, it's getting darker and darker, and we got nothing to do when the sun goes down. So, you know, we kick back. Get on that ice hill bong and have
see,
a good time listening to Shyampa Radio, man. I tell you, it's great. But I got to say, you know what? What kind of dumbass BTs you got there in Chicago? Unbelievable, I tell you. They're crazy, man. Here, you know what the number one reason is not to fuck with honeybees? I bet you nobody knows this.
Well, I know we're not supposed to fuck with the bees, but
wouldn't fuck with the bees, period. But
yeah, I'm not a bee fucker. No, that doesn't happen.
Well, here's the number one reason you don't try to fuck with the honeybees. You know that honeybees have 5 eyes.
Five.
I see five.
Five.
They got 5 eyes. They
and I have six. Six?
Well,
does anyone have six? Okay,
no,
so five eyes.
Five.
Just five. Okay.
So, you know what? If you're going to look around and you're going to they're keeping their eye on you, they know. And then if you wear them dark clothes, say you're a real gangster, you got dark clothes on, they're going to think you're a bear, man. And, man, I'll tell you, they're going to wreak some havoc on your ass, man.
No, you gotta dress like a pretty flower, so they want to pollinate you. You must be pretty and graceful like a flower and smell pretty for them, so they'll attract you. Yes, you don't want to walk around being all stanky and up and, you know, looking like
oh,
a... Yeah,
man,
no, that don't work. That don't work.
You know what? Them gangsters are crazy. You go, man, they'll steal anything that ain't nailed down. I swear to God, man.
This is
what
true.
The hell, bro? Oh,
this
man,
is
what's
true.
Going on with that shit? But anyway, I just want to send you a little shout out that we're having a big day here on Friday. We're going to, I'm taking the Clay people, we're going to go see Pink Floyd.
Ooh.
And the Rose by the Riders. Man, I'm telling
that
you.
Sounds amazing.
Make sure you bring that to the parking lot.
Oh man, that's number one. We got the vape sticks already.
There you go.
And if there's anything that is so smooth, is listening to Pink Floyd and Token on a vape stick, man.
Absolutely.
Man, how much cooler can you get, man?
And, right.
You know, oh man, I tell you, and these Clay people—they never, you know—they never seen like real, like old time rock. You know, that's when the shit was real, man. I mean, it's real today, but man, back in the '60s and '70s, man. Oh man, I tell you what, you can talk about all the shit going on today, but man, it was cool back then.
Well, see,
man,
they knew him as Clay Floyd.
Clay Floyd.
Clay.
Yeah.
Clay Floyd. So, really? Oh, that sounds pretty interesting there.
We may have to expand on this topic at a later date. Clay Floyd.
Yeah. Clay Floyd. Boy, that sounds pretty good, man. I'm telling you. You might have an idea there, Joe. All right, boys. It's good to hear you back. And we'll see you in, 2 weeks on a Tuesday.
Yeah. No. Next 2 weeks will still be Monday. One more Monday left. So the Monday after Labor Day, we'll be back. And then that's when we go Tuesday the following. And we'll let you know. We'll let you know next month. We'll let you know when to switch your radio over.
Okay.
Don't switch your radio over until we tell you.
All right.
Okay.
But you got to remind us because, you know, we're pretty stressed out here at Arpit, Illinois. We got a lot to do.
Oh,
and,
I'm
you know,
sure.
Sometimes
yeah.
It's just pretty- Well, we forget, you know.
You got the winter coming in. You got the winter coming in.
Oh, man, don't talk about the winter, man. We're going to come down to Florida, man. Hey, go live in that studio of yours in Florida again.
Yeah, sure. Sure. The cleaning people don't mind. You can crash out on the floor. Just don't pee in the corner again.
No,
that's Roger's job.
Use the garbage can.
And not the wicker one.
No, man. Get us one of them Tupperware guys.
We'll get you a bucket from Home Depot.
There you go, man. I love them orange buckets. I got about 6 or 7
All righty, then.
Can you attach a toilet seat in case we got to do a number two, you know?
Sure, why not?
All right, thanks a lot. Boy, that Clay people, man, they'll love you guys, man, down there. All right, boys, I'm looking forward to October, too, man. I got some surprises for you in October.
Sounds good.
You know?
Sounds good, Ezel.
All right, boys.
We'll take it easy.
See you later, man. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Welcome if you got them, man.
Of course. All right. Well, it's always nice to have Ezel call. Ezel's always got some good stuff to tell us. It'd be nice if Pennywise called once in a while.
Pennywise might be working at this time.
Oh, you think so? Is she working now? That's possible.
That might be a possibility. Yeah.
Is she still on that undercover assignment?
Yes.
We sent her on an undercover assignment to investigate convenience store hot dogs and the real contents of the nacho cheese. So she had to go deep undercover.
Cheese,
I do love the nacho cheese, but it's nacho cheese coming in and it's nacho cheese coming out. Oh my goodness.
Ooh. So
I think this is like a therapy session for me in some ways. This show is like therapy some
therapy.
Days. Feels like therapy some days.
I can see that.
I always feel better.
Gives you a chance to
unwind
and kind of be retarded a little bit.
Yeah, right.
And I don't
absolutely.
Mean to say that in an offensive way. But
no,
just
kind of
you
know. Just be stupid, be silly, be whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Because yep. We all need that. I do realize.
Oh yeah,
this.
We all need. We all need to unwind and unplug in our own ways sometimes. Because
I didn't get to sleep last night until about, I don't know, 2 in the morning.
Oh, man. I was dead to the world. I took an ibuprofen and a NyQuil. Just one of each. I woke up at like 3:30 and I had to pee at 3:30 and I had a zombie.
Oh, no.
So I was like bumping into everything and like all over the wall and stuff. But I went right back to sleep and the alarm went off at 5 o'clock this morning and my ass got up. I felt great actually. I might do that again tonight.
I slept until 7 AM this morning.
Oh, nice. Yeah, because you're off today. You have the day off today, yeah. See?
And I'm off tomorrow and Wednesday, because this is the week where my buddy works on Wednesdays.
Oh, okay.
And then the following week, I work on Wednesdays.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, you're working, and then you're working Monday anyway next week because of the holiday. And...
yeah. Exacramundo. So, folks, there goes those darn ugly lights.
They get us every time.
Can't but do we're much prepared about it. For it. I think we're generally prepared for it.
Usually. Well, the gong 3 minutes ago kind of helped prepare us for it.
Yes.
That gong usually, that's a good thing. I'm glad we integrated that into our system. Hey, folks, as you can tell, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I just heard Roger fall down the stairs. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony show tonight here on Chiapa Radio. Remember, all times are New York time. Be sure to check out my collection of weekend entertainment with Weekend with Joe. It comes on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays, live at noon. Sundays at noon. And then another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Remember, all times are New York time.
Well, I guess Joe got assimilated. He is now part of the collective. It's only a matter of time. You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern on weekdays and Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast Friday nights at 8, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, and hot dance mixes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance. All times Eastern, visit Chiampa.org for our complete schedule.
You know, folks, since you're here, keep yourself embellished in programming with extra added TechniQ audio procedures. How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Chiampa Radio. That's right. Leave it on in the background. You can find us on the TuneIn app as well as anything that plays Shoutcast streams. You can also just listen to us on the website. Just go to chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org.
Erg. Look at that. We got 20 seconds left.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Yeah, and then we go to the Star Spangled Banner. We got to
stand
up.
Star Spangled Banners.
I don't know if I can stand up.
I'm not standing up, to
be
honest.
I think my ass cheeks are asleep.
No.
I've been kind of slouching, you know.
I'm going to the chiropractor tomorrow. It is going to be a chiropractic activity experience.
I do need to get to the chiropractor. Oh, goodness. Goodness gracious.
Yes.
Well, you know, hey.
It's been a fun night.
It was rather interesting.
It worked out.
Yes, so even with you spilling liquids on your desktop and causing it to fry out and having to kind of come up, because you, like, that happened like a half hour before the show.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 40 minutes before the show. So you did pretty good putting that all together.
Yeah.
And this actually turned out, in fact, I totally forgot that you were actually on your laptop.
And I'm on Wi-Fi to boot.
And you're on Wi-Fi, yeah. So you've been coming in pretty nicely. So, you know, hey, we got a solution to a problem. So, anyway.
Yep.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will not be back next week. Check out our blog at chiampa.org. Remember, folks, don't take bets on your blood alcohol level after punching a McWorker in a drive-thru because you locked your boyfriend out with an alligator, a handgun, and a bottle of booze. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with an L for lecherous.
Bye-bye with an E.
Random giggles. Q and...
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.